What is the difference between teasing and bullying? When is that line crossed? When does good-natured teasing turn to bad? I've always thought of bullying as less of a reaction, like teasing. In my mind, bullying is more of a conscious and concentrated effort to hurt someone else. Many kids find themselves to be targets to bullying. The smallest difference between what you have and what's cool can trigger an aggressive action from another kid. Without that brand of genes, you could just find yourself being picked on. Elementary and middle school is generally when most bullying happens. With age and growing maturity, most kids can learn what's respectful and what's not. It's just a matter if they choose to be kind to their peers. Personality plays a part in this as well. Kids with lower self-esteem either wallow in it or they try to fix it. Bullying on other kids allows the bullier to feel a brief sense of confidence. This method is commonly used, and it just ends up in a chain reaction of people getting hurt. Parents rarely know what truly goes on at school with kids, but when they do find out, the result is usually insignificant, or it just makes the situation go from bad to worse. A visit with the principal may put off bullying for a while, but generally there will be retaliation. This makes the victim feel even worse, because when they do get picked on and go to the proper authorities, nothing happens. And a sense of false security instills in them. Teasing, I emphasize teasing, in small doses can be a good thing, however. Kids learn to laugh at themselves and defend themselves when it gets inappropriate. As a senior in high school, I don't see much bullying anymore. It's just one of those things that drops off with age. Kids still rag on each other, but it's usually in good fun and is not based in negative intentions. If kids can learn the proper boundaries for such times, teasing can be appropriate and fun. But when the line is crossed, then is the time to stop.
I remember the good old days. The days of middle school when I went home sick almost every other day. When I would actually puke because of my nervousness to step foot in the classroom. Numerous times I'd use excuse allergies when I came back from crying in the bathroom stall. When I would text my mom 911 so she knew to come to my rescue. Or how about the countless times I cried myself to sleep. There was a time at which I never thought it would end. Never lighten up and never stop. I went through 3 years of my life that I considered hell. 3 years of my life that I wished could have been different. I was bullied for my out-of-style style, being blonde-haired and blue-eyed, being born Caucasian, being a non-denominational Christian, and being an American citizen. None of these I could change. I was attending school in Canada while living in the United States. I was living in an area unknown to me, surrounded by complete strangers. I was a mystery in their little world. I went from being the majority to being the minority on a reservation dominantly practicing Mormonism. I was being thrown to the wolves with raw stakes tied to my ankles and the doors locked behind me. I remember standing in the mirror giving myself a pep talk before school.
I remember closing my eyes, hoping it would all disappear.
I remember waking up in the morning praying that today would be different. The school knew I was a subject of bullying. They knew everything that was going on, and yet they chose to ignore it. They continued to tell us of my thin skin and meek little heart, that it will all get better eventually, that everything will change with time, that every kid gets picked on. That's a part of growing up. The day before Christmas break, I just didn't show up. I never showed my face in that school again. I never cleaned out my locker. I never said goodbye. I'm here to say that bullying is not a part of growing up. No child should feel the way I felt going to school. There should never be a day in a child's life where they do not have a little fun, crack a little smile, or give a little giggle. If we choose to condone this behavior, we are telling every child that suffers through their day that there is no hope. I hope that you're still listening, and I hope that you know that you are the best you there could ever be. Never allow someone to take that away from you, like I had it taken away from me for those 3 years.